Hello, welcome to another edition of NDTI's podcast series Talking Inclusion.
I'm Drew Edwards.
And today we'll be hearing highlights from the Rural Wisdom Project interviews with Outside the Box in Scotland and Volunteering Matters in Wales, as well as Vicky from our own evaluation team at NDTI, who have all been working together on this exciting community project. If I could start by asking you to introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Christine Ryder and I'm a community worker. We're Outside the Box and the Rural Wisdom Project in the Borders.
So my name's Fiona McPherson and I started with Outside the Box in October last year as a project worker for my community, Newtown St Boswells in the Scottish Borders.
Hello, my name is Shireen Devine and I am the Engagement Manager for Rural Wisdom in Flintshire.
Hello, I'm Rachel Evans and I'm the Project Manager for West Wales for Volunteering Matters, a particular interest in Rural Wisdom at the moment.
I'm Vicky Mason-Angelo and I'm an evaluator working at NDTI on the Rural Wisdom Project.
Thank you, and thank you all for joining us on this podcast. We're going to start with our first question, which is, can you tell us a bit about Rural Wisdom?
Well, the thought behind Rural Wisdom was, what can a community do for itself if it has its own dedicated worker for a couple of years?
Rural Wisdom is about listening to older people and empowering them to make changes in their communities.
And this is different from some of the projects or schemes that have taken place because there was absolutely no structure around it.
It's different because it's completely led by the older people. We very much go in with a blank sheet. We have no preconceived ideas for what we're going to do, and every single community is completely different.
So how does your role fit into that? So coming to you first, Shireen.
So when I joined Rural Wisdom, I was told that I'd be working with the community of Leaswood and Pontblydyn. And I went off there to introduce myself with no agenda. There were no set targets or goals or anything particularly that I was asked to do. And I just went along to the community, introduced myself. There'd been some work with the NDTI previously, just some introductions and a little bit about the project. And it went from there, turning up in this community, not knowing anybody, not knowing what I was going to do, not knowing what I was going to be asked to do. And it was very, very different from any other role I've ever had, really. It was quite exciting. Yeah.
COVID changed a lot of community projects, and certainly for you, Fiona, where you started in the middle of the pandemic. Can you tell us about what was achieved maybe pre-COVID and what have the challenges been since COVID?
I wanted to focus on bringing the older people back into the community because they were the ones who were in isolation. They were the ones that couldn't go out and about with shielding. The activities that I thought of were to include them, but ended up being community-wide.
We were trying to look at some of the bigger issues. So we've been doing lots about transport pre-COVID and having meetings and bringing. Another part of Rural Wisdom is learning and bringing learning from other areas to your area. So we brought PACTO from Pembrokeshire up to Scotland to talk about what they were doing around transport. We brought other people from other parts of Scotland who were working on different kinds of community transport and transport projects and see if we could get some new ideas, what the possibilities were for borders moving forward. And things have changed a little bit in that sense. Not that Rural Wisdom have done it, but we gave ideas to other people who've then taken on, who've gone out and got other funding and taken on new ideas and set up new projects around transport.
I know that there was different projects in different areas, like the digital buddies, garden buddies, which were done in other areas of the borders. But in Newtown, I was starting totally afresh, going in a society that everything was online and not everybody over the age of 60 in the village was connected online, social media and anything. So it was bringing the ideas forward that weren't to do with internet access and technology. So like the knitting, we would share the knitting patterns online, but also have them printed and put them up in posters in the notice board. And those caught the eye. We've just recently done scarecrows where it was using recycled materials. And all age groups joined in. including our older people who thought this was a nice idea to join in with everybody else. It wasn't hard. It didn't take a lot of work. It didn't take a lot of money. So things like that.
And in Pembrokeshire, my efforts concentrated on keeping people connected and informed online when all the face-to-face activity had had to reach a full stop. So the mailing list that I had created alongside the events listing for Milford Haven, which was the first area, that proved absolutely invaluable in Pembrokeshire.
And what kind of things had you achieved before the pandemic?
Rural Wisdom's not a project that does things to a community, you know, and we look at what works, and with the place-based approach, we're recognising the assets in the community that already exist rather than looking for the faults and what's not working. And we build on those assets, which really is the people in the community. They're the biggest asset of any community. And it takes time to build up relationships and to get to know people and for people to trust us as well, because many communities have heard things before, you know, they've had promises, they've been told things that are completely undeliverable, that it's not going to happen. So it kind of it took a time. We just had to listen to what people wanted and we had to be realistic about things we could achieve. So in Leeswood, we set up a community cafe, which is still very successful now, completely independent of Rural Wisdom. It survived the pandemic. They're open. The volunteers will be there tomorrow. The community activists will be there, and that's back up and running. We had a monthly lunch club in the school where the older people came across to the school once a month and had a two-course lunch, and the children waited on the tables, occasionally sang a song, gave everybody cards and pictures. That did happen every month. We had pop-up cinemas, we had carvery, we worked with businesses and the school and community members to become dementia friends, because part of the Rural Wisdom Project here in Wales, we're striving to be age and dementia friendly communities. Quickly moving on to Hollywell, we've set up a community garden where people will grow food, fruit, vegetables, bring generations together. And that was made possible through funding through Keep Wales Tidy.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. It's amazing. They're brilliant things for communities and fantastic examples of how people have pulled together.
How do you then keep that going during COVID?
Rural Wisdom really became COVID response, and we delivered that in our areas, first of all, you know. So a lot of the people in Leeswood, the community members in Leeswood, called and said, what are you doing? Can we help? But they felt they would be better doing it with our support, with an organisation that they knew and they trusted and they already had a relationship with. They began doing shopping for people, collecting medication, telephone befriending. There was just a huge shift, really, on what we were delivering. So we were no longer really community development, we were community support.
And although we could never have imagined it, communication became so much easier. It didn't involve travel or being in the same room, so everybody could keep safe. But I think it was an incredibly productive time in many ways. The COVID response work that Shireen just alluded to in her patch in Flintshire, that took place amongst our whole team in Volunteer Matters, and Pembrokeshire was no different. But at the same time, you know, we wanted to keep an eye on the aims of Rural Wisdom and the whole thing about keeping people connected, making the most of the connections that we had formed.
When COVID happened, a lot of that changed. We weren't allowed to move around, so actually transport went to the bottom of the list at that point. But the local communities all galvanised together and set up their own resilience groups. And what we'd done initially was to support those resilience groups. So we were doing lots of resources for them. Our Digital Buddies project started during COVID, which has worked across the borders. Initially, we started off with friends and family and a local person who could support someone who was older to get online. And we provided step-by-step instructions and devices so that people could get online.
So now the project is coming to an end. What do you hope communities will do with the learning from the project?
For Newtown, I think the community has come together more, and I hope Fiona will agree with me on that. The community seems to have come together more. So even from when we started a year ago and asking them to take part, they did take part. Fiona's latest project, the Scarecrows, I mean, the engagement in that was amazing. across the board. And I think they see themselves together as more of a community. And although the activities haven't happened in that traditional way, we've tried to come up with different ways of doing things to get people together and to feel much more like a community. So it's not all just been focused on the older people. It's certainly moved into much more community focus and tried to involve everyone. We do have some sessions that we want to continue as we're finishing Rural Wisdom, which will hopefully take us on to what we want to do in the future, which is much more about community. So we've got, what do you need to have a good life living in Newtown? So a very big, broad question. So, but what would help within the community? And it's that whole community question. So I think we want to continue to build on that whole community focus that we've got. We've got about 6 sessions planned, which will take us into the new year, which will take us past the end of Rural Wisdom, but it's all the building blocks for the future. And we have other funding applications in for Borders to try and carry on some of this work that we have started with Rural Wisdom.
I think for Shireen and myself, we've been crafting other ways that we can benefit those communities. So, you know, Shireen is in conversation with her communities about what might happen in the future. She's speaking with decision makers. And the same thing has happened in Pembrokeshire. And I think our work in Rural Wisdom has been a springboard for some other developments that will continue to benefit people. And in terms of what's left to do and how can communities tackle this, I don't think their links with Rural Wisdom or with Volunteering Matters will be lost. They have that conduit to advice and support. And I hope that they won't be strangers to us.
Rural Wisdom's been a lovely project to work on. It's lovely to see how it's progressed as well, especially since I only came in at the end of it. But it's nice to see where it started, where it's come from and where it's going.
And that brings me nicely to the next question, which is, what's been your favourite thing about working on the project?
I think getting the real positive feedback from community on all the little projects and how quirky some of the responses have been. And that is obviously our older people, but friends and families all around them that have participated. Bringing everybody back together again after the isolation is the biggest thing. Meeting up, re-engaging, being a community again.
I don't mind a challenge, me. And it's that challenge of coming into a community. I mean, I am a Pembrokeshire girl, but I'm not a Milford girl and I'm not a Dover Peninsula girl. So it's coming to areas where you may not be known. And it's the challenge of building up trust, helping people see what can be done, helping people see that you're there to help them achieve what they want to achieve.
I think the project as a whole has been one of certainly my favourite parts of my work. I love the variety. Rural Wisdom allowed us to work with the whole community because it always benefited the older people. So we could go off in lots of different tangents to just go with the flow. It's been lovely to be so creative and to come up with solutions. So just having that freedom to be able to do that has been amazing.
It's been an honour and a privilege, really, to be part of these communities, building up those relationships and connections. And I know when my time came at Leeswood, I think I was in the community cafe and I was asked for an opinion. And I said, well, you know, I'm always mindful that I'm a guest in your community. And I was told, no, you're not. You're one of us now.
Vicky, what have been some of the real highlights that have stood out for you in working on the project and pulling the information together?
It's one of those really unique projects and one of those projects that makes me smile when I think about having conversations with people, because it's so different, that blank canvas. Don't very often get that in projects, and certainly not projects that I'm evaluating. That freedom to actually genuinely work with the communities and hear what they want and take that forward. And I think that, you know, you guys are doing it every day out there, being creative and really taking on what must be an incredibly difficult challenge to go into a community with nothing. You're going in to listen. And that, you know, that must be a change for you, because so many projects don't run like that. And I think seeing how each community is different, but how each of you as the workers going in are different. And I think that's the nicest thing, is that it's really, really bespoke and really community driven. And all of the groundwork that you didn't realise that you were doing, that when COVID hit, that that meant you were able then to still stay connected to those communities. And there is a real sense of community within the Rural Wisdom team. I enjoy having conversations with you all, and it's one that when I hear about what's been happening, it always makes me smile that there's actually stuff happening out there with people.
What advice would you offer other communities who might be thinking about a similar project?
I think, and this sounds quite odd coming from a volunteering organisation, but I think it's the realisation that you don't necessarily have to be a formally recruited volunteer to make a difference in your community. You know, there are great advantages to that. It means that you have a level of protection. It normally means that you're working under the auspices of a recognised organisation. There are all kinds of comforts to being formally recruited. But I think throughout the pandemic as well, people have realised that they can step forward and do something for their communities. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. It doesn't have to involve a lot of form filling. And Shireen and I found that out for ourselves with the Rural Wisdom Project. I think it can be easier to get started than you think.
Don't have any preconceived ideas at all of what a community may want or think they need, because you get the better ideas and the true feelings of what they would like if you've got no preconceived ideas. So I think that having a blank sheet of paper and say, okay, dream, you know, let's reach for the stars and see where we can go. We might not get completely to the stars, but we can certainly work our way towards that and make life better. And you really need to listen. And the other thing is to find that hook within the community to get it started.
My advice would be keep it simple, because the more complex, the more it puts people off and less likely you're going to get input straight away. As Christine said, just make the goals small and build on them, but make the goals. Dream big, but don't expect the world all at once.
Fantastic, thank you. And lastly, Victoria, anything that advice you would give from what you've evaluated?
I think possibly look for the funding that's there, because I know that things are shifting in the funding world. I mean, you know, the funding world has been up and down and doing different things during the COVID period, but from conversations I've had in Rural Wisdom but with other projects that I'm evaluating, I know that funders are starting to become much more aware of true community-led projects.
That's great advice. Thank you everybody for joining me on this podcast, and you can listen to the interviews in full by visiting www.ndti.org.uk and looking for Rural Wisdom, or by looking at the Rural Wisdom website. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with another edition of Talking Inclusion.